Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, the destiny, and purpose of God for our lives. It is in this 15-minute empowerment in this segment that you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in the process of your faith, and in your daily living. As God has chosen us to be light, as he's chosen us to be his vessels, we have to go through the process of becoming more and more like him, line up in line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, and faith to faith. We grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we learn more about him, as we taste and see of his goodness, as we understand who he is to us and what he has done in us and accomplished in us. We see the greatness of God's power demonstrated in us in a greater way, in a greater magnitude. We become the salt for someone else to savor and understand and know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We become that light that shines so very brightly that it draws people and makes them curious about our God and our life. Because even though we're facing some of the same situations that they're facing, we have a hope that they don't have. We have an answer that they don't have. We have a God that lives inside of us and is for us, and he is doing great things in our lives. So we don't face problems as if we don't have hope, as if we don't have an answer, but we face the problems and the situation that comes in our life, knowing that we have an answer in Jesus Christ. He's already provided an answer, and he's given us the victory through his name and by his blood. So we become all that they need, and as we obey God and as we trust God and depend on him, we find that our overcoming testimony gets it gets larger, it gets greater, because we begin to add to our testimony all of the victories and all of the wonderful things that God has done. We see miracles and miraculous things in our lives because we can look back and see how God has kept us, how he's brought us, how he's made ways for us, how he's protected us and healed us and done some wonderful things. So we are the unlikely vessels that God uses, but I'm so grateful that he chooses us for his purpose. We've been looking and studying unlikely places of blessings. We've been looking at how God has moved in the lives of different individuals as we study in the Bible in an unlikely place that doesn't seem as if God is going to show up, or it doesn't seem as if the way or the word that God has spoken is going to come to pass. But in the midst of this unlikely place, God shows up with the answer, with the blessing, with the provision, with the miracle, and he causes that blessing to be so outstanding and wonderful that it blesses not only that individual, but it blesses their family and the nation that is connected to them. And God wants to be that same type of God that shows up in unlikely places in our lives, blesses us, blesses our household, and then blesses everyone that's connected to us or those who are looking at us, and they are blessed by salvation, by hope, by life, by truth, by faith. And in that blessing, they begin to believe or hold on to what they believe even the more, and God gets it for his glory, and he does it for his glory. So we're going to go back into studying this session of unlikely places of blessings. We just finished up with David, who was blessed in leadership because he's God's man, chosen by God, not man, and he is basically made into the leader that he needs to be. And not only does he make God make him, God uses David to make other men, the 600. Some of them were made and some of them were never made, because it says towards the end of 1 Samuel that there were men that were still wicked. That means they did not change their heart. But I'm so grateful that we hear the word, we take the word, we receive the word, we believe it, and as we do, we see hope and our lives change. We're going to look at Ruth a little bit more, going into this book and hearing some more about how God uses Ruth, because when we look at Ruth, we see that God blesses those who have integrity and those who have dedicated themselves, committed themselves to his will. He blesses them. He blesses them and honors them for them honoring someone else. Ruth is that individual. She honors someone else by committing herself to her mother-in-law after the husband's, her mother-in-law's husband and her husband and her sister-in-law's husband have all died. All three of these men have died. and they've died in a place of famine. And we understand that the Bible says that famine was given or was released when Israel continued to rebel against the words and the ways of God, that God would get their attention by sending a famine. And he would send a famine, and as they repented and turned to God, he would restore them, restore the land, bless them, and they would be faithful to God for a while. So anytime that they were, basically, the book of Leviticus tells us this, anytime that they basically would go away from God, do their own things, idols, not listen to the laws of God, then what happened was that God would permit a famine to come. Now, this is a time during Judges when God allowed Judges to come. Judges, this is before the monarch was completely established. The judges were there to help the people obey the laws of God, walk in the precepts of God, understand God, and basically be holy unto them, so unto him. And so the judges were there to help the people, to lead the people, to guide the people. And so during this time frame, a famine comes. Now Naomi, who is Ruth's mother-in-law, and her husband Elimelech were in Bethlehem, which is House of Bread. But because of the famine, they left and went to Moabite with their whole, with the family. And when they're there, the sons marry Moabite women, and in that time frame, they die. And this is terrible because you have to make a decision out of grief about your future. And I said yesterday, you have to be very careful about the decisions you make. You have to make them out of the destiny and the purpose that God has for you and not out of the pain or despair of the place that you're in. Because a decision has to be made about life, about what you're going to do, but you have to be careful to make sure that that decision is not one out of pain, out of distress, out of hopelessness or despair, this place where you're at, but it's always pointing to the place of your destiny. It's always going to be in alignment with what God's will is for your life. And so she makes a call that is in basically in line with what God has for her life, her destiny. And when she does this, she commits herself to her mother-in-law, and she commits herself to the God of her mother-in-law and the people of her mother-in-law. And when she does this, she's saying, I forsake the familiar to go into the unfamiliar. I don't know what my destiny is going to be, but I'm committing myself to you. She basically takes on the attributes and the character of what her husband, who would have been the eldest child, would have done. The Bible lets us know that whenever the father dies and the mother is still remaining, that the eldest son is supposed to take the responsibility of the mother, the care of the mother, and making sure that the mother is taken care of. Because all of the sons, both sons, have now died along with the husband, Ruth takes on this responsibility, and she does what her husband would have done. She looks after and takes her mother. She does not go back to her own family. She does not go back to her own house, but she takes care of her mother-in-law, and God blesses her because of this. Now, we see that in the midst of all this that's going on, the Lord, they have to move, and they go back to Bethlehem, which is the House of Bread. And this is the significance of that. Here it is that there is a famine in the land. There's a famine in the land, and Bethlehem means House of Bread. There's a famine in the land, and they are they're without bread. This is significant because there is no bread there that is talking and dealing with the spiritual part and the natural. There is no bread in that land. There is no bread in Bethlehem. There is no spiritual bread because the people have moved away, walked away from God. They're not obeying his orders, and then there's no natural bread. Okay, now they go to Moabite, and there is bread there, but there is no spiritual bread there. And the Bible lets us know that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So even though they had the physical bread in Moabite, there was no spiritual bread there. And they had to get back where there was natural and spiritual bread. You have to be very, very careful to make sure that where you're at and what you're doing, that your spirit man is being fed as well as your natural man, because the spirit man is what's going to last and remain, and the spirit man is what's going to feed you and keep you on the long term. So you have to make sure of that. Then she faces the fact that she has to get up and move and live in a place that she has not lived in before. There are times that God will commission us to move and do things in an area that we are not familiar with, but we have to trust that God knows what he's doing with us, that he's leading and guiding us in the right place, and that we're going to be blessed because we obey God's word, obey God's will, and we do it his way. The turmoil is the unknown, the uncertainty, because we're uncertain about how it's going to turn out. But as long as we know that the Lord is leading us, it's always going to work for our good. It's always going to be in our favor. The word says, and we know all things work together for the good. So everything that we endure and go through, God is going to use it for a purpose. He's going to use it to build us and to make us and to shape us. Nothing that we go through is going to be lost. It's all going to be used for his glory. And when you know that he's in control of your life, you're not afraid of where he's taking you because you know you have a destiny. And as long as you are obeying God and doing what he says, he's going to make sure that his will is done in your life. You're going to get glory and he's going to get glory out of you as you submit and obey God. In all of your ways, acknowledge him. That's the place where you say, God, I give you complete control of my destiny. I trust you. I put you in the driver's seat and I follow you as you lead me. When you do that, you're not worried about what's going to happen because God has got you and he's not going to let you fail. He will never bring you out of darkness and then let your life be a life that is of defeat. He's got to bring you through and bring victory in your lives in ways that you've never, ever, ever understood. He's got to defeat the enemy that has come after your generations to try to destroy you. He's got to show up and be strong in your life. And as you trust God, he's going to make the enemy out to be a liar. And he's going to make you look victorious in him and through him. God is God, and he knows the way that you take. He knows exactly what he's going to do in your life. He knows how he's going to bring you victory and not make you ashamed. He knows how he's going to bless you and not add any sorrow. So as you trust God, you're going to see him defend you. You're going to see him turn things around. You're going to see him bring you to the place where you need to go, and it's going to be wondrous because he's going to get all the glory, honor, and praise. That is all the time we have for today. I pray that you've been encouraged, you've been uplifted, and you are continued to walk by faith and not by sight to the call and destiny that God has for you, even if it means you've got to go through some places and do some things that you are not comfortable with, but you trust the God that is leading you. Have a wonderful worship experience. We'll see you next week again, if the Lord should say so, for another 15-minute Empowered. Be blessed.